While many people like to create their own Halloween costumes, By Seasons, during its 10 years in business, has plugged into a mass market of costume buyers who purchase online. By Seasons Chief Operating Officer Daniel Haight says people want to be different at Halloween and can't find enough variety at retail stores.
They can only carry so many items, right? So Target will carry 200, 250 different costumes maybe. They're more geared towards the kids anyway. We carry 14,000 different products.
Haight says in the middle of this month, his company had about 2,000 employees and shipped tens of thousands of items in a day. Some of By Seasons' growth has come through purchasing another firm, and some has come with the help of its parent conglomerate, Liberty Media. But Haight says another key factor in dealing with the Halloween rush has been the ability to quickly train and in some cases bring back, year after year, as many as 1,600 seasonal workers. Hundreds of those employees work in the company's huge warehouse or distribution center, where Daniel Haight says many use a modified power scooter to haul around orders.
So these are some carts that we designed and developed ourselves, which allow our order pickers to get through the distribution center much more quickly and efficiently than walking and pushing a cart. And it's a little bit more fun, and it's kind of our built-in exercise program for our employees.
Haight contends the seasonal workers, while generally paid less, are treated as equals with By Seasons roughly 300 full-time employees. He says many of the seasonal workers eventually get full-time jobs with the firm. He says he tries to help others move on to work at other local companies through a seasonal workers coalition that recently formed in the Milwaukee area with backing from the United Way. Pat Delmenhorst of Interfaith Older Adults Programs helps run the coalition. She says the program develops a talent pool.
There's a big gap sometimes in the jobs that are available and the skill level that's there. If we can work with these individuals and some entry-level workers and provide them some additional skills.
It hasn't always been nice words for By Seasons. Immigrant rights groups recently criticized the firm for selling a so-called illegal alien costume. And a few years ago, there was a disagreement with some in the city of Milwaukee over whether to locate a new distribution center there or in the suburbs. Chief Operating Officer Daniel Haight also suggests the state of Wisconsin might shift some of its focus away from manufacturing firms to other types of businesses, like distributors.
We get a lot of calls, as you can imagine, especially as we're growing, from other states, other areas, and the incentives are far greater than incentives to stay in Wisconsin.
Haight's concern prompts a reply from State Commerce Department spokesman Tony Hosany. Hosany says within the last year, the state did roll out a package for By Seasons pegged to job creation.
In fact, we provided up to $900,000 in tax credits that the company can earn if it creates up to 295 full-time jobs. We've done many distribution projects over the years.
By Seasons says it hopes to keep adding workers if, like other companies, it can shake off the recession that, by one national retail estimate, could trim Halloween-related spending by about 15% this year. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.